There are bullies. There are the people who are bullied. There are the people that ignore the bullying. There's the rare person who actually tries to help the people who are being bullied. I'm one in the mix, and I've done all four. Is bullying even okay to do? I really don't think people are much more bullied today than they were back, say, 20 years ago. But now people are starting to pay more attention to it. Why? Is it because they're scared? I've heard stories about people committing suicide because of bullying. That's taking it a bit too far. Why don't those people who are in so much pain from bullying just ask for help? I've bullied somebody. I called her names. I talked to people about how much I hate her and how I would love for her to just go away. I thought she was the worst person in the world, and I wanted nothing to do with her besides making her go away. Names like that could really hurt someone. Like I cared what the school had to say to me. Did they really think that I would have said them for any other reason besides trying to hurt her? I didn't. I called her name to do exactly that. I loathed her. I've never had so much hate for anyone in my life until I met her. I hate her, but that's not the point. I hate her because she was my best friend. I trusted and cared about her. And she went behind my back to hurt me. If she wanted to play the hurt game, I could play it a lot better than she could. Then began the bullying. I'm sure you've heard the saying, two wrongs don't make a right. It's because they don't. They make one big, fat wrong. At first, I only stopped the bullying a little because I was threatened with harassment charges. I then realized that I was actually hurting somebody. Her friends would run up to me and say bad things about her, like, oh my god, she did this with your boyfriend, or oh my god, she tried to be with that person. At first, I thought it was really funny that they seemed to be on my side more than hers. But how would I feel if I had nobody to trust or go to? If I was being teased and talked about without my knowledge and hated by more and more people all the time just because somebody thought that they could hurt me more than I could hurt them? That's why I stopped. I looked at the fact that I wouldn't be able to handle it. That I would be driven crazy by ignorance of others. What if what I was telling people about her wasn't true? I'm not saying that it wasn't, but that's how lies and rumors spread. Then I decided to believe in karma. If she was really being the terrible person that I thought she was, she would get what she deserved eventually, and I wouldn't have to worry about it. Sometimes I think it would have been better just to let it go and tell her I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to. I even told the school that I wanted to apologize, but they said no. They said no because they didn't want any problems to start. Now that I'm not allowed to apologize or say anything to her, I will never have that closure that I wanted. I guess I will let that air hang between us and just hope that things like this will never happen again.
Bullying is often thought of as public school at its worst. Just mention the word bully and you might imagine name-calling and swirlies. Some would argue that it's beneficial, that it toughens you up. All bullying leaves behind is scars and contempt. Teasing is also hurtful, like bullying, but not as severe. It is also beneficial. It prepares one for life outside of school. Sometimes bullying is seen as a rite of passage. Some people believe that one must be bullied a certain amount in elementary and high school. Otherwise, they do not deserve to be in high school. Remember the tale of the bubble boy? He is kept in a bubble for his entire childhood. He supposedly has no immune system. One day, he breaks free. Surprisingly, he does not become physically sick. However, he is not socially prepared. He is taunted and tricked throughout his travels. Now, imagine this was your child, except he or she had never been teased. Would you keep him protected or let him free to gain the experience? Unless one is completely isolated and never talks to anybody, they will be teased throughout their life. Thus, everybody should be prepared for teasing. Another example. Would you allow your child to live without immunizations, without being protected from simple ailments? In essence, teasing early in life acts as protection for later. Therein lies the difference between bullying and teasing. If one is bullied for too long as a child, he will become a hardened person, one who all too often passes the hurt on to others. However, being teased as a child prepares the child for the rest of life.